Stressed out? Try a coloring book. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Eris Karageorgiakis, associate professor of psychology at Black Hills State University, examines the adult coloring book fad.
Art making has long been accepted as a means for people to reduce their stress levels. Adult coloring books, for example, seem to be all the rage today and make claims that are actually supported by science. Coloring will relieve your stress and relax you. But why? What is it about making art that is having this effect on people's stress? Only recently have studies investigated the exact active ingredients in art making that contribute to these reported health benefits. Some of the questions we're trying to answer are, does it matter if you color or draw? How much time must you spend on art to reap the benefits? 5 minutes? 20? Are the benefits only observed on acute stress? Or is there a gain for chronic stress sufferers as well? My research suggests that drawing for 15 minutes is sufficient to observe lower stress levels than a control task, and that these benefits may extend towards chronic stress sufferers. We collected blood glucose levels from participants to find that participants who drew after being stressed out had their blood glucose levels return to baseline, whereas the control participants did not. Although blood glucose isn't the most sensitive objective biomarker for changes in stress, this finding suggests that the good feelings you get from making art may not just be in your head. Finding evidence of a direct therapeutic benefit of art making on one's physiological levels of stress will have a significant effect in how we value the importance of creative expression and making art for its influence on our mental and physical health. Considering how stressed out we all are these days, there is not a more efficient, affordable, and accessible way for us to reduce our stress than making art.
That was Eris Karageorgiakis of Black Hills State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.